Hello there, friend. How are you doing? Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. It's been of a bit of a week, hasn't it? I think we should start right off this podcast with just taking a few minutes of silent prayer, positive thought, encouragement, just sending out waves of energy and healing across the Southeast through North Carolina and Tennessee and then all the way down through Florida and down through Mexico and all of the places that have been hit so hard with these massive, tremendous hurricanes. So many people struggling with the aftermath of all of that. You know, the world news has been hard, and what I'm recognizing is that trauma is everywhere. I think about those people trying to recover from the destruction of Helene and Milton and, you know, just having your whole home washed away, everything that you own, everything that you have, buried in mud. I'm also aware of the trauma as I'm watching this strange unfoldment of over 100 women now coming forward to talk about Diddy and his freak parties and the occurrences of a Hollywood person, you know, trying to make it. I guess what I'm recognizing there is the trauma of these women. They've held on to their stories for so long. That's often what happens with sexual abuse. That's what we see over and over again as a therapist. You know, people hold their stories. This is what we do with our trauma, right? We try to hold it. We try to, like, tough our way through it. In some ways, we figure, like, well, maybe we were responsible in some ways. What did we do? You know, what did I do to deserve this? You know, what's really happening here? So this week, for me, I mean, all I did was hit a deer. I hit a deer a week ago today, returning from an absolutely incredible weekend of sharing and in feeling inspired and uplifted and feeling hopeful, coming from the Women in Spirituality Conference in Rochester. It's an annual event. This was their 40th year. If you ever want to feel inspired in the fall, especially if you're a woman and trying to figure out, you know, how we even find our place in this world that we've created, that's a great place to go hang out for a weekend. But there I was, just coming back from this, traveling with my friend Kava, my friend and, you know, partner in crime. And so we hit a deer, you know. It was traumatic. And I've been reminded this week of how trauma impacts us. I will say, like, in the moment, I mean, just even in that first moment of impact, the doors are locked in the car, you know, they're automatic locks, the car is still running, so we can't get the car doors open, you know, the windshield is cracked, the airbags have gone off, you know, there's a puff of smoke, and there's an intensity there, you know, we definitely stopped fast, and so, you know, we're impacted by the airbags and the seat belts, and yet at the same time didn't go through the windshield, gratefully. So, but here we are in this trauma experience, and I can tell you that little bit of trauma, because, I mean, yeah, it was rather intense, but compared to what a lot of people go through, and I guess what I've just recognized is that there are all kinds of trauma. You know, I, even as I've been experiencing this, and we talk about the women that's been associated with P. Diddy and the sexual escapades involved there, you know, even as we send our hearts out to everybody that's been affected by hurricanes and storms and war, oh my gosh, we've got so much going on. You know, I'm reading in the news, even as I'm like thinking, oh, you know, how awful my car accident is, about a young man who left a young wife, and I mean, she's expecting, and they just lost a child not very long ago. What kind of trauma is that? What a horrible thing. I work part-time as a therapist on BetterHelp Online. One of my clients there has been dealing with the death, suicide of her significant other. I'm talking to my friend the other day, and she's having a really hard time because a relationship that she's just really been engaged in and involved with suddenly ended. You know, wars, bombing, you know, what a traumatized world we live in. And I feel like, okay, this podcast has taken a deep dive into the dark, but it's true. We have all experienced trauma. We have a world and a people that have become saturated with fear and anxiety, the scourge of modern existence. And boy, do we all need some healing. There's little traumas. There's big traumas. Horrific traumas. And as my friend Betsy used to call them, everyday traumas. Just little things that go wrong, that causes stress. Old traumas, new traumas, built up of traumas, because I'm recognizing that in many ways, trauma is a lot like grief. When something occurs for us that is difficult to accept or comes as a surprise, it reactivates traumas that have gone before, just like grief does. So I invite you, as we dive into some thoughts around trauma, to take a deep breath. Because you can feel it, right? Like, I can feel it in my body. Everything starts to constrict as we start to recall or bring to the forefront some of the energy of our own trauma experiences. Because that's the thing with trauma. It comes as a shock. You know, it's unexpected. It comes out of nowhere. You know, we don't see it coming. It feels rather surreal. We haven't had that experience before, so really don't have a place to put it. You know, that's often what happens. You know, this is something that's, oh my God, new to me. I've never done this before. And so we have a more difficult time processing through it. This is the second time I hit a deer, so I was a little bit more aware of what was happening and ready. And I gotta say, the more times we experience trauma, especially similar ones, the better we get at coping with them. Which is, what, good and bad. I mean, I guess it's good as far as we're there, we're able to stay put, we're still able to stay a little more present. The bad part comes is if we have difficulty in processing through it. Because most of the time with trauma, that's what we do. You know, stiff upper lip, you know, be strong, get through it, I'm fine, I'm okay. And I know I go to that. It is also real that the energy that occurs at that time is very real and needs an expression. And it does come out, you know, thank goodness, you know, I had friends to call and talk to and a way to speak to my experience. And that night, after the deer hit, I found myself just pacing, you know, just walking back and forth, hoping to, you know, just release some of the energy. And so we have to find things to do with our trauma. It's so super important that we talk about the experiences that we have that are disturbing or unsettling to us. If we don't talk about them, they end up just kind of sitting inside and festering. They grow bigger. And so then when they get triggered, when something pains us and those trauma responses or grief responses or fear responses or whatever it is that we've been holding back in there, when they get bumped, then we erupt. The more that we can work through some of these pieces that have been blocked up inside us, at least then we're only dealing with the trauma that's happening now when something new happens, instead of dealing with what's happening now and all of the things that have gone before. I think it's only fair to say that we have all known suffering. It's part of the human experience. We all have known suffering. And as a culture, we really don't talk about pain, right? It's uncomfortable. We don't get very far into emotional expression, let alone very often really go to the core, go to the depths of how we're really feeling about things. As a result, then, we don't really know how to share another person's suffering or even how to handle traumatic experiences for ourselves or for other people. You know, if we can't fix it, we don't know how to respond. That's typically the reaction, you know, how can I fix it? So if we don't know how to fix it, we tend to shove it aside through repression. We hold it at bay through suppression. We just kind of keep it back there a little bit. Or we pretend we're fine through denial. We cope. But pain is a big reality. We don't have to look very far to see it, right? It's everywhere around us. Deep pain, difficult, traumatic, horrible experiences that people are going through. and maybe not horrific, but difficult and heartbreaking and challenging experiences, even on smaller levels. All life has suffering. And when we deny it, avoid it, or stuff it, we get a little bit of a break. We get a little temporary ease, but the pain will only deepen, and in many different ways, it will haunt us. There's a Japanese poet who offered a really powerful image of how to deal with pain when he said, "We must embrace pain and burn it as a fuel for our journey." So, to understand this, we can use the following image. We pick up our pain as we would a bundle of sticks for the fireplace, right? We wrap our arms around this pain. And as we move across the room to the fireplace and put them in the fire, we release them, letting them go, letting them change and transform into something different, as we are warmed and delighted by their sacrificial gift to us in the form of fire, heat, warmth, and energy. Here's just a few ideas. When you're in it, acknowledge it. Admit you're having difficulty on whatever level. You know, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Are you in pain? Are you lonely? Are you scared? Are you wondering what the point of it all is? When we remember that we live in all of these levels of our body, we can know that an impact or a change in any one area is going to affect the others. We're a synergistic being. The layers interject and interact. So often, to acknowledge what's going on for us, we can just tune into our body. And where are you feeling it? And be able to ask for what you need. When I stepped out of that car after hitting the deer the other night, I needed a hug. This really nice man and woman stopped and offered to help and were right there to be very supportive. And I see this woman coming toward me, and that's all I could think of is, I need a hug. I needed to pace, and I needed to talk. I just kept walking back and forth going, holy shit, excuse my language, but that's what was happening. I needed to let all that energy go. And when you're in a difficult situation, and for a period of time after, as long as necessary, cut yourself some slack. You're not superhuman. You can't and don't need to do everything now. Allow yourself to be a bit foggy. It's not a time to make big decisions. And one of the things that I recognize for myself again is there's a reorientation of priorities. Things that seem so important before don't seem so important after. The priorities feel different. So don't make big changes or big moves. Just let the dust settle. And let your being find ease, rest, listen to yourself. It's also super important that you ask for help. You don't have to do things alone. This is what we mean when we talk about self-care. I mean, this is optimal self-care. To be able to know what you need and to be able to ask for it. Find it, get it, be able to know what you really need. Do you need rest? Do you need a hug? Do you need time? Do you need somebody to talk to? What do you need? And as a culture of us very independent, you know, we can do it on our own kind of mindset people, it's not very easy to ask for help. Or why do we make that so hard? We all need people at times. So speak out loud what would be helpful to you. Is it a listening ear? Do you just need a hug? Do you need somebody to take you to get groceries or take you somewhere? Do you need a Band-Aid? People want to help. They just often don't know what to do. And if we ask, people are often very happy to help. It is also very true that people are very uncomfortable in big trauma situations. Often they don't know what to do. or even for a period of time afterward. I remember when I had a stillborn child back a number of years ago, and I remember when I was living in a small town at the time, and even as I would walk up the street, I recognized there were people that would go across the street to not encounter me, because they knew I was grieving, they knew I was going through a really hard time, and at the same time, they didn't know what to say. And a lot of times people say a lot of really dumb things. So in many ways, we don't have to worry. You know, in some ways, we don't have to say much. We can just say, I'm here for you. I'm sorry you're hurting. How can I help? What can I do for you? I'm just here if you need something. Just to be able to offer those just general, gentle words of kindness and compassion. When you are experiencing the trauma, it is really important that you call on your ninja powers to manage your mind. Your mind is going to want to replay scenes, or it's going to overthink. It's going to just spin down a rabbit hole because it's trying to make sense out of a difficult situation. So do your best to intervene with your own mind. Distractions of all kinds are great. Come back to your body. You know, use your senses, you know, come back to so where you're hearing things and seeing things, that you're able to be present. Mind pulls us out of the present. If you find yourself with a repeating image, and you know, this can happen even after trauma, you know, for some time after the trauma experience has occurred. But if you have those kinds of lingering images of a scene that pops into your head, replace it. And the sooner that you can do that, the better off you're going to be. You know, choose a soothing photo. Or like for myself that night, you know, what happened when I hit the crash or when the car crashed is I just had this image of the deer. I mean, it was just a very flash of big deer right in front of my car. I knew we were going to crash, and then poof. And so that deer just kind of kept propping into my mind. What I noticed as I was pacing is, and what we had been talking about just before the crash, was this beautiful sunset. It was just the twilight hours where the colors were all softening, and there was a beautiful pink, purple, red sunset, orange, under a little sliver of crescent sky that just kept showing up a little bit more as it got darker. But I took a picture of that while I was pacing. And that just turned out to be such a great thing because I could replace my image of the deer with that beautiful sunset. And that's what we want to do, is just kind of replace that image as fast as we can with other things. And then just keep coming back to that. It's reprogramming. Our mind is like it's a computer. It's just taking in information and it's looping. It can loop around on what we let it loop around on. So we want to, as best we're able, replace any images that come with something that's soothing, something that's kind, something that feels delightful to the body. So use your senses to come back to your body. Our minds and our bodies are highly resilient. Cars, maybe not so much so. Houses, maybe not so much. But we have the powerful tools to support ourselves physically and psychologically. So look for the good. There were so many good things that came out of my experience that night. And as I watched the news stories of these storm experiences and earthquakes experiences, I see this in our communities all the time. We show up for each other. You know, there are people showing up with all kinds of services and goods and supplies and messages and prayers. And that's what we want to keep our focus on when things get hard. Look for the good, the helpers, the kindnesses. You know, the woman who stopped to help us the other night and left her coat. Neighbors who have stopped by with really yummy food. And I guess I just want to make a point of don't underestimate any kindness that you offer. the day after the crash, I felt like I was kind of numb. And so just having neighbors stop by, leaving food on my front porch, something easy for and warm, and just felt so nourishing and caring. So don't underestimate anything that you do, because I sometimes tend to do that. I think about, oh, I could take some food to somebody, or I should do something, and then I think too much. You know, oh, what if they don't eat this, or I'm not a very good cook, or, you know, I don't want to bother them. I don't know. Walk your way through those things. That's one of the things that I'm taking away from this experience. Go be one of those people that even just calls or sends a message or drops off food or a gift card or offers help. Be one of those people. Those messages of care are crucial. And if you are one of those helper people that show up even on a scene or when someone you know is going through something difficult, never underestimate the value of touch. Never underestimate the value of a hug, a hand on the shoulder. It is so helpful for people in those moments to get grounded, because that's what happens. You know, we spin off somewhere. Help them get grounded. Help them find their feet. Eye contact is super great. If you can get someone to look you in the eye, that helps ground them. It helps bring them back to their body. And kind eyes help. So bring those compassionate eyes to meet your person's eyes or whoever you're there helping. Offer a jacket or a blanket. Use a calm voice. As best you can, take deep breath for yourself and use a calm voice. It's okay. You're okay. Help is here. I am here. You're all right. It's okay. You're safe. Another thing that you can do if you're a helper is like think for the person if you can. Because I know I think for a couple of days I wasn't thinking very clear. You know, the guy that stopped this couple, nice couple that stopped us, he got my phone. I wasn't even thinking about it, but it was so helpful for me to have that as I tried to anchor myself and kind of like get my feet on the ground again. It gave me my phone so I could call people that I cared about. I took the photograph of the sunset. I mean, it was just really helpful to just feel like I could connect with people that way. He got my car off the road. I wasn't thinking about that. And it's almost funny because in retrospect, I wasn't thinking well, because that night after the deer crash, people are flashing their flashlights out into the field looking for the deer. And all along, they were looking on the wrong side of the road. But it didn't dawn on me that night. I didn't even recognize that actually until I was somehow that thought popped into my head a few days later. And I realized, no, the deer ran the other direction. It came from that side and ran to the other side. But I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking about that at all. My brain wasn't working really great. So if you can help a person who's been traumatized, help them think. You know, help them think about what they need, what might be helpful for them, what they can, you know, do to kind of get themselves back to themselves again. And so, yeah, when someone's feeling some trauma, it helps to have community. And we are seeing a beautiful outpourings of help and support from all kinds of people. And we see this in all kinds of situations. So share your resources. You know, if you've got something, share. If somebody's hurting, offer what you can. Time, food, energy, attention. Little things matter. And don't discount your offering. The love you give will come back to you someday in some way. You know, as I said earlier, we all will experience suffering. We have all suffered and we all will suffer. And the love that we can give to people in those moments when they're needing it the most, it all just loops back around again, and it'll come back someday. That is the law of the universe. And as we find our way through trauma, we can find some gifts. One, trauma helps us understand other people in trauma. When a person has suffered deeply, even once, and owned that suffering, they never forget. They're able to recognize the pain of others. and pain opens our hearts. We learn compassion. Another gift of pain is that it helps us to understand pleasure. We have a whole new sense of priorities and what's important. We realize and appreciate the simple things. After serious illness, we appreciate our breath. After loss, we have a renewed sense of what is important. Pain sensitizes us to what is truly beautiful in life. And whether we like it or not, trauma survived empowers us. We find our strength. We discover endurance and resiliency. We realize that we can survive vulnerability. We can ask for help. We can be needy. There is a strength learned from suffering that cannot be learned any other way. Pain provides energy and fuels us as we move forward on our journey. Pain is a great but difficult teacher. We all get some. And we need each other to get through. So, until next time, take good care. Be well. Shine on. Nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Makes sweet all the bitter, and it keeps me warm.